Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast. It's your first time listening. Welcome to our cult. This is a cult. Don't get that twisted. I hope everybody's having a great day today. Busy week. I know the last podcast was a little bit different. It was a little bit down in the dumps, but we're going to pick it up on this one, okay? I promise you that. There was some shit that I didn't talk about in the last one that I wanted to talk about this one. And, I'm excited to talk to you guys. So, let's just get into it. What is going on, everybody? So, like I said in the intro to that, I know that last episode wasn't exactly what you guys are used to. I was, I knew I had to do a podcast, and, you know, it was, I shouldn't have did it. I knew I had to because I don't like letting people down, so even though it's not the, I mean, we are the biggest podcast in Ohio, the biggest podcast in Northeast Ohio, that's for sure. But, I knew you guys wanted a podcast, and I wasn't in the right mindset, so it was a little bit different than what it usually is. So I apologize for that, but we're back. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Went for my run today. After my run, so let me just break down actually what I've eaten today. Woke up, had some coffee, a banana, went for a 5 mile run, 4.5, then a 5 mile walk, I guess you could say. Got home, but went to Starbucks, got my iced Americano because you know how daddy does it. He gets his iced Americano, baby. Got my iced Americano. And then said, you know what? I don't want to eat. What I want is a enormous cup of red wine. So, I had, when I say a glass of wine, it was more like half a bottle of wine on an empty stomach. So, I'm a little bit buzzed, feeling good. And, yeah, so pretty much I'm a little bit buzzed, but should make for a good podcast. Am I right? What I wanted to talk about first was, so obviously the Toronto Raptors won the finals, right? I know. It's hard to pay attention to sports when your team is so bad. Like football, I didn't give a shit about the Browns the past however many years. Let's be honest. Because I didn't have anything to be what am I going to be excited for? Fucking Quincy Morgan? Dennis Northcutt? Joe Jurevicius? Yo, remember when the Browns remember when the Browns signed Joe Jurevicius? Like it was going to fix our problems? We had, like, one decent year with Derek Anderson, still missed the playoffs, and then they, it might have not even been the same thing. But I remember when they signed Joe Jurevicius, and people were like, yo, that's fucking sweet. I was like, dude, Joe Jurevicius? You serious? Who cares? But anyway, yeah, dude, it's hard to be excited about your teams when it's hard to be excited about sports, let's say, when your teams are just not good. So the Cavs this year, obviously, awful. So I didn't watch much basketball. I watched the finals. That was pretty much about it. And don't know really where I'm going with this, but I want to talk about Drake's fucking post-game interview for the finals. This is what I want to talk about. Let me just play this for you real quick. It's probably going to be some kind of fucking... Maybe not.
Unlimited offense.
Okay. All right, so Drake is walking towards so many reporters right now. All right, let me stop right there. This is poetic, he starts with. He opens up this post-game interview with, this is poetic. You just got to look up the 6-6. Okay, right there, anybody over the age of 30 is like, huh? The 6 is Toronto, and then in 6 is obviously in 6 games. But people over 30 don't know what the fuck Drake's talking about, the 6. Because people over 30, unless you're thuggish ruggish, probably don't listen to Drake. Am I right? So, what Drake is saying is 6, that's Toronto, right? That's the area code, whatever, cool. He's saying it's poetic that the 6 won it in 6 games. Or maybe it's just a coincidence. Let's continue.
Called out with the ring. Kawhi Leonard. Bringing a chip to the city.
Let me stop it there. Bringing a chip to the city. All right. I get it. A championship. But also call it a ship, not a chip. This is where... at least my favorite part is.
I want my chips with a dip. That's all I know. I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with a dip. So bring them dips. That dynasty.
What? I want my chips with a dip. That's all I know. Huh? That's all I know. I want my chips with the dips. Bring them dips. Drake, what the fuck, dude? I want my chips with the dip. What's that mean, by the way? Does anyone know? Has anyone figured out what chips with the dip even means? Because I see a lot of people posting about the chips with the dip, but no one has an explanation when I say, what does that even mean? Huh? Do you think this was premeditated? Like Drake, after they won, Drake was like, yeah. Yeah, I want my chips with the dip. I like what Chris D'Elia said about this, because what he said was, and this is so true. I mean, so true. When Drake said he wanted the chips with the dip, what he was really doing was he was trying to be the cool guy rapper and say something cool at this time. He said, man, I want my chips with the dip. Then he realized that didn't make any sense and doubled down on it, which is so baller. It's so baller. He's like, I want my chips with the dips. Bring them dips. No one knew what it meant. Drake knew it. No one would know what it meant. And Drake was like, what the fuck did I just say? But I'm Drake, so I gotta double down on this and act like it's cool.
Ready?
He don't want his chips plain. He wants his chips with the dips. So bring them dips. Oh, okay. Bring them dips. Huh? So stupid. Oh. And also, why is he delivering the... I know people are like, oh, why'd they interview Drake? It's Drake. If Drake wants to be interviewed, he's fucking the biggest hip-hop artist in the world right now. If Drake wants to be interviewed, people aren't going to say, you know what, you didn't... You know, you're not really important. People are going to say, oh my God, Drake wants to interview with us? Cool. But also, Drake, why did he give this interview? Like, he just played his heart out in game 6 to win the championship. Oh man, this is poetic. Just look at it. 6-6. Bringing a chip to the city. All I know is I want my chips with the dip. What? Dude, that didn't make any sense.
I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know. I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with the dip. So bring them dips.
Bring them dips. I like how he, because he wanted to back out so bad from saying that, but he knew he couldn't. He knew it. I don't want my chips playing. I want my, all I know is I don't want my chips with the dips, right? I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with the dips. Bring them dips. Dude, what? What? What are you saying? What does that even mean, chips with the dips? Unless you're at Applebee's and you just ordered the spinach artichoke dips, you shouldn't be saying you want your chips with the dips. So bring them dips. From now on, if you go to Applebee's and you order the fucking spinach artichoke dip and you don't say to the waiter when they say, hey, can we get you anything started today? All right, I don't know if you've ever been to Applebee's before. We do a little bit crazy here. We're a little bit wacky. And they say, can we get anything started for you? And you say, I want my chips with the dips. So bring the artichoke dips. If you don't say that, you bitch made.
Dynasty's over.
All right, the dynasty's over. Also, he's saying we did what we had to do. Again, just like he just played his heart out. Somebody asked him, what does that mean? And he's like, it's not about what it means. And they're like, dude, imagine saying something completely ridiculous. And then somebody said, wait, what does that mean? And you double down and say, it's not about what it means. And they're like, But we just asked you what it meant.
You can turn your cameras onto the screen and know what it means. We did this. We did this off of heart. We did this off of love.
We did this all for heart. We did this all for love. That's what it means. That's what chips with the dips means, baby. From now on, actually, if you identify with me as a cult member of my cult, and you don't refer to anything that you want in life as wanting your chips with the dips, you out. Just kidding. I would never kick anybody out of our cult. And like I said, it's a hedonistic lifestyle. It's about sucking and fucking. We accept everybody, too. So, like, this is just back to the cult. This is not even doing with Drake right now because this is such an insane interview that he gave. Back to the call. If you feel like you're out of place and, you know, nobody accepts you, come on over to our cult. We accept everybody. Right? So, if you need to fit in with somebody, if you're not feeling cool, come to our cult. We'll make you feel cool. That's all. Back to Drake. Yeah, you know what, Drake? People are going to make a meme out of this. Because you just said the dumbest. That's like, look, he said the chip with the dip thing and then realized how dumb it was. And so then went on to say, as if people wouldn't do this. People like to make memes. Make a meme out of this. Dude, people are making memes out of this. Because chips with the dips means no sense when you're talking about a championship for a basketball team. Okay?
It's beautiful. Look at my brothers up there celebrating. It is what it is. You see what my hat says. Not finals, not Eastern Conference, not a nice try, or see you next year. Champions. Let's go. Real talk.
Right. So, I mean, anyway, good for them, right? Good for the fucking Raptors. I'm happy that they won. I'm glad the fucking Warriors didn't win. I'm from Cleveland. Let's be honest. You hear that? Americano. Yeah, that was just fucking funny. The thing is, with Drake saying all that shit about, like, the way he was acting in that interview, your nerdy self, you can't hide it when you're, like, super excited about something. And that was Drake's nerdy self coming out. He was just talking, he just kept talking about nothing at all. No point to what he was saying. He just kept going and going. It was, it was just funny, man. Oh, man. Shit. So in that last podcast, I was, I wouldn't say, like, definitely wasn't a dark place or anything. I was just a little bit bummed out, right? I don't know. I was talking about, like, how like, social media is, basically a beehive, and there's a queen bee, and smaller bees trying to influence, and basically blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so I looked it up, and, dude, over 70% of kids with smartphones are using at least two, mostly more, forms of social media, like, according to this one article that I was reading. And then with that being said, since 2016, over 44 million teens have been diagnosed with some type of mental health issue, right? Like, there's this term that they use. I mean, it's obvious that it's not like a term they coined. It's just fucking obvious. Facebook depression. Results from, like, kids' use of social media. It's like depression that develops with teens and preteens that spend their time on social media sites, and begin to exhibit symptoms of depression due to the intensity of the online world. The factors that may contribute to depression are various measures of popularity that Facebook creates, which is another point of why I think, like, the whole Instagram getting rid of likes and how many followers you have is so brilliant. And don't even get rid of the amount of comments you have, right? Just get rid of the amount of likes, which isn't going to affect the business aspect of having a huge social media following, because the person that has that Instagram account can still show whatever business is trying to sponsor them, hey, look, this is how many likes I get on this. And it's going to eliminate some, not all, some of the depression that follows with social media and trying to compare yourselves to these other enormous, famous, super successful people that you have no business in comparing yourself to. And it's, I think you have nothing to lose by doing this, by trying it out. They said Facebook, makes kids feel inadequate due to the in-your-face friend tallies, you know, status updates and pictures, other people having a good time. This isn't just with Facebook, this is with Instagram as well, and, pretty much any social media app that gives you some type of endorphin rush or serotonin rush of getting that fucking like, right? Oh my God, somebody just liked this. Who? I mean, obviously on the opposite end of this, if you're successful in this, it's probably making you super happy. But getting rid of people seeing that isn't going to change the happiness that it brings you, right? It's just going to change that people aren't going to compare themselves to you. Like I said in that last podcast, even when I'm on these sites, I try to convince myself that it's for the podcast I'm trying to promote. But in reality, I don't know if that's what it is or if I'm just, you know, fucking addicted to that rush of getting a comment saying, hey, yeah, listen to the podcast, it was cool. Or like somebody liking a post that I post about the podcast, when in reality, I shouldn't give a fuck because I see that the number of the podcast listens goes up. And I'm not even doing this for the listens of the podcast. If the listens come with doing the podcast, that's great. But I'm doing the podcast because I enjoy it. So like when people like growing more and more is great. Don't get me wrong. It feels amazing to know that more and more people are listening. That's why we're the number one podcast in Northeast Ohio. But like I don't really give a shit if people listen or not, because I'm going to keep doing it regardless. Now, I will say that when I see more people listen, it motivates me to put more out more often and make it a better podcast. But I mean, regardless, I'm going to try to do my best, depending on what that is kind of related, I guess, to how many people do it. Cause I know if more people are listening, I want to do a better job, obviously, but it's just, it was just a dumb thing for me to be upset about at that time. Right? So like Instagram, they're snapshots, basically. You're taking a snapshot into the best part of your life, right? That's what Instagram is. No one's posting like, oh my God, stepped in dog shit and post it on their Instagram. Or like, oh my God, flat tire, post on. I mean, people do, but like, who the fuck wants to look at that? That's what. But so you're going to post the shit that you think people want to see, which is like, you know, braggadocious of like, oh my God, look at me, look at my life. But it's a snapshot into it. It's 1 second. 1 second into their day. They're, you know, they're peacocking. Like, look at me, look at what I do. It's exactly, dude, Instagram posts are ordering bottle service at the club, right? Ordering skillets at Applebee's. It's a flex move and it's dumb. It's fucking dumb. But like, I wonder if our attachment to technology has some type of connection with materialism, right? You know, so many of us are working our asses off just so we can get that new thing, right? The new iPhone, the new TV, the new fucking, you name it. But like, when you break it down, it's illogical. It's a dumb idea. And it makes so many people unhappy. You know, they're working their ass off to buy the next thing. They're putting in overtime. They're working over 40 hours a week, which, by the way, I think is completely dog shit. Working over 40 hours a week, working that extra weekend or those extra shifts that they can pick up just so they can fucking afford a vacation or to buy the new car or the new iPhone or the new TV or the new DVD or Blu-ray, whatever. The new air conditioning system that they make, the new Alexa, whatever. You name it. Like I'm saying, you name it, people are working to buy that. I just think, like, isn't it possible that depression rising has to do with our need for this technology and just buying shit. Like, if you think about, if you didn't have to buy anything, take away food, take away your house, whatever, and just like extra bullshit, take all that away is what I'm saying. And think about how much money you would have. Like, I, you guys know I am highly addicted to Starbucks, right? Dude, with coffee, that's my downfall. I spend way too much money on coffee. I did $3 a day, 5 days a week, which is pretty much what I was doing. Dude, that's $60 a month I'm spending on Starbucks coffee. Like, why? For what? For what fucking reason would anybody spend $60 a month on coffee? You know? Like, dumb shit like that. I forget who said this, but they said humans are the sex organs of technology. Basically, like, humans are the sex organs of the technological world, right? So maybe we don't know that we're doing it while we're doing it. Like, that need for more and more and more, the better thing, the new thing. Maybe that's just fucking what it is. Like, what if this weird time in history that we're living in right now is a natural part of our evolution as just being a human, or as this technological being? I forget who said this, but basically they said, even if we were in a super ridiculous virtual reality world, we wouldn't know it. What if we are in some type of virtual reality, and then when you die, it's just like the batteries on your virtual reality, or like the charger, whatever kind of system you're using. What if that's all that is like, when you die, your battery died and you have to fucking replace your batteries. What if that's what it is? How bonkers would that be, dude? And then when you put it back in, you're like restarting the game. Dude, what the fuck? I just freaked myself out. dude, what? All right, anyway. Back to what I'm talking about. There's like primatologists. People who study primates. I feel like primatologist is the right word. Like, I'd say majority of them believe that it's like almost a universal thing. They believe that primates are entering into the Stone Age. So like primates right now aren't what they were 10,000 years ago, and they're not going to be the same in 10,000 years, right? Like, vice versa. Like, you could swap it out, whatever. This started with the people studying. They were studying orangutans, I think. And the orangutans are like, after watching people do it, they're not trained, okay? They're not trained. This is them. The actual orangutan was studying people fish with a fucking spear and sticks, and use different kind of like rock tools. And the orangutan was like, well, that's much easier than what we're doing. So now they're starting to do that. And it's not a universal thing with all orangutans, but there are certain ones that are starting to do this. And I'm sure those ones that are fishing with a spear and a rock, if those ones have offspring, they're going to teach them how to do it. And the other one's going to be like, oh my God. And so on and so forth. And that's going to create, not create, but evolve the orangutans. And I'm sure it's going to spread on to other primates. And I'm not saying that this is some state-of-the-art shit. It's very basic what they're doing. But they are learning, which is crazy. It's some type of evolution regardless, right? Maybe our connection with technology is just what's supposed to happen. As weird as that sounds in nature, maybe we are the fucking sex organs of the technological world or some more important being, more or less, lack for a better explanation. Like, maybe we are just a piece on the chessboard for what they're supposed to do. We don't have it. I mean, in Ohio, we don't have it like this much, but think about New York and LA or these other crazy cities where traffic is so bad. People dread traffic. It's so ridiculous. There's just cars on top of cars and the people are all fucking crammed in. There's New York. People are on top of people on top of people on top of people. And they're all there working. They wake up at fucking 8 a.m. or 6 a.m. and they're working. They're working, right? People have Teslas. They drive themselves. How much time do you think you spend in your car every day or every week? Like, it's probably more than you think. And you're listening to a podcast or you're listening to the fucking Billboard Top 100 on iTunes or anything else that with the podcast, you can listen to a podcast the day it came out and you're basically just grabbing it out of the fucking sky from a satellite. How bonkers is that? That is ridiculous. And the easier the technology makes your life, the more you're encouraged to innovate, right? The more you're encouraged to go buy that, to work for that. The craving we have for the new, the better technology is, dude, it's irresistible. And I know that there's a couple people right now that are like, fuck, like, fuck that. I'm going to stay right where I'm at, right? I got a flip phone. I don't even have an email. I don't have a laptop. If I need the internet, I go to the library. That's the minority of the people. People that can't afford this shit and can work to afford this shit are doing it. Back to the monkeys. Like, if they had the choice of living in air condition and, you know, ordering Grubhub, they could order their fucking termites or whatever to the house. Don't you think they would be doing it instead of using a rock to bash open whatever they're doing or use a spear? Don't you think they're using a spear to fish? Don't you think they would rather just throw a fishing line out there and just sit and wait? Sure, some of the monkeys would like to swing from trees and outrun lions. Yeah, maybe, you know. But most of them want to be in an air-conditioned house, chilled out, relaxing, while shooting some b-ball outside the school. You know, a couple of other guys come up. They're up to no good. They start making trouble in the neighborhood. Don't you think the monkeys would rather do that? Have a nice TV. Don't you think that if possible, people would work for the new TV and then you say, hey, Alexa, and then play me some music, Alexa, and she plays you some fucking music. Then you turn on your smart TV with your smartphone. You start streaming Netflix, right? And it's just so much, it's so much better than what it was before when you didn't have that shit. So then the new thing comes out. Everybody else has it. You want to go buy that, but you don't have enough money. So you start working for it. And you're working for it and you're like, what the hell? Why am I working for this? And somebody's out there working to make the next big thing. And then they sell that idea to someone else. And that person gets other people. They devote hours and hours and hours and time and money all into this thing. And they just put it all together. Boom, you got the iPhone 37. That's way better. And why did they do that? because of money. They know that you're fucking addicted to this thing, right? Why do people make new social media? It's not because they want people to connect. It's all driven by money. And for what reason? They want to buy the next thing. Let me rewind. That got intense. So I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast.
Surprise.
And the guy, Bob Lazar, was on it. And they were talking about us being part of some type of extraterrestrial life to make our solar system better, right? More advanced. We're just pawns on their chessboard trying to make their lives better. But if there are aliens out there, which I believe that we're not alone, right? It seems like there's too much. Neil deGrasse Tyson said that the universe is so big, infinity is so big, that there is not only another you, but there is another you down to the last, to you listening to this podcast at this moment, to me taking that pause during this podcast, to you thinking, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Neil deGrasse Tyson said infinity is so big that there's another you that has done everything in your life. And then there's another you that, you know, at when I started going on this rant, you turned the podcast off. You're like, what the, dude, fuck this guy. You turn this podcast off. There's another podcast. There's another one that my podcast is the biggest podcast in the world, not just Northeast Ohio. But that's what I'm saying is if there are aliens out there, don't you think that it's more likely these aliens are watching us like we do with the primates? Like, don't you think they're watching us evolve like we watch them evolve? Carl Sagan talked about different levels of civilization, basically saying if we don't get to a certain spot, if we don't reach a certain point, we'll never reach the type one civilization, type zero civilization. We'll just stay where we are. So you need to keep growing and growing and growing. But like we're in the civilization right now, at least, that goes to war with each other over different ideas of religion, right? We're going to war with people that believe different things than us, which doesn't make any fucking sense. We chop down all the trees so we can build more buildings and cram more people. We're not doing like that good of a job. I mean, this time in our life and history is better than I think any other time in history, but it's still not, we're far from perfect, very far from perfect. And the grand scheme of things, we're just children that have an incredible amount of power over our lives that we have control on. And then add that to like we're using the incredible power that other people already created for us. Like when you're in your car on the highway and you step on the gas and you're just woo, like you're excited, but you didn't build that. You didn't build the car. You don't know really how it works. Right? You didn't build the tires for the car. You're in it. You understand how to make it go, and you're good at that, but you didn't really earn that car. Like, you didn't build it. You don't know exactly what's happening with it, right? When somebody has a gun and they're going bang, 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 right? Kill everybody. They don't know how the gun works. They don't know how to make a bullet. They're just using it. They don't know how the trigger mechanism works, right? All these things are so like outside of our grasp that even recognizing how they work, like our phones included, but we all use our phones. It's just you have currency to buy things, so you don't have really any responsibility because you're not like, you don't know how these things work. You just know how to buy them. You can, if I give you this, you give me that. That's why I like, that's why I said we're childlike in the grand scheme, at least with our actions of how we go about at least this life. We're not earning, we're not creating things, but we have them because someone else created them. And then, like I said, they sold that idea to some other person that put time and effort and resources and money, and they put it all together. Why did they do that? Because they wanted more money. All right, well, why do we want more money? We want more money to buy things. Okay, why are we doing what we're doing? What are we doing here? We're just making more stuff to buy more stuff. We're working to buy more stuff. Like, we make better things, and that's it. That's all we do. We make better things. Why do we use oil instead of burning wood at our house and staying home? And why can't we grow our own vegetables and raise our own livestock and chickens? But we can, but it's not easier. It's way harder. And like, we've almost made that impossible because of how many people we put on top of other people, and they're just crammed into cities. Like, why do you think land is so important, or like so sought after, or a house that has acres of land? Maybe that is our primal self from when we evolved, just like reaching, like, when you go outside or you go for a walk in the woods, you feel so amazing after. Why do you think that is? You can work 12 hours. How about this? You can work 6 hours in an office and be exhausted. You didn't do shit. You can go for a 3-hour hike where you're sweating and you don't even really get hungry during that time because you're so, like, you're just happy that you're outside. You know, maybe some people don't give a shit about that. Maybe some people want to be in this weird technological world. Just like, everybody, rush hour. Everybody's up so early to make more shit, to make more profit, to buy more shit. Every year we want the new iPhone. Right? Every year or two, we want something new. We got to get that new TV, that new streaming service, more bandwidth. Like, as if your phone right now isn't enough. As if the phone that you have that takes pictures and videos, and you can FaceTime and call people and send emails and go on social media, as if that's not enough. You want the picture that takes, or you want the phone that takes a fraction of a better picture. You want the phone that doesn't have any buttons. You want the bigger screen. Like, the shit we have isn't good enough already. And then, not to mention another 10,000 years. Let's be honest. The pyramids, gone. Hoover Dam, probably gone. Like, this shit's not going to be here. All the shit we've built and put all this time into, it's not going to be there. In the blink of an eye, all of this could be wiped out with some type of meteor. Right? Realistically, like, the lifespan of the universe and the world, we basically are just a blink of the eye. That's all we are. We're about 1 second out of this enormous galaxy. This universe, the whole thing, we're so minuscule. But in our term, we think in our terms. We think of our life, not the grand scheme. We think of this, what, 90 years, if you're lucky, of being somewhat healthy? Like, what do I need right now? That's what we think. Our whole life is so fucking, it's so crazy. And It's so different, like, from the 80s or even from the early 90s to now. It's so different in such a short span of time. It's no wonder that so many people are depressed. They don't. We're coming up with new shit, I think, faster than we can adjust to the new shit. And it's no wonder. And, like, how do you get rid of that? Well, you give them antidepressants. We keep this train rolling. We got to keep this train moving. And when you think about it, we are on a spaceship spinning thousands of miles an hour, hurling through space. We're hurling through infinity. And when you really think about it, like, there's no meaning. Maybe there is, but when you have the option to not care about something and be happy, or care about something and be unhappy, like, do whatever you can to be happy, because in the grand scheme, we're just a blink of the eye in the universe. And even in this, like, in our solar system, we're a blink of the eye. There's too much stuff to be happy about, to be sad over anything. Like, the odds of you even being born are so small. If you're alive, you fucking, dude, you won. You won. Be happy. But whatever, that's just my little two cents. Like I said, I'm a little bit happier today. Dude, there's one thing I know. It's that we all should be asking for our chips with the dips, right? Want our chips with the dips. Bring them dips. Anyway, guys, I appreciate you guys for listening to this one. I know that last one wasn't exactly the same podcast, but I was feeling down and I had to get off my chest. This one was a much better podcast, and I thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, guys. Peace.
Most of my life, and every kind of loss that you can't find, but I got